You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. Everyone, welcome to KoopaCast number 60. I'm your host, as always, Matt Paxton. I am joined by Justin Sharp. And if you haven't noticed the background behind me, we're going to be talking about the breakup of Club Nintendo. Now, if you guys haven't checked out the news yet, you can go on to purenintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo, and you'll see a little news article that talks about the end of our Club Nintendo. As you can see, I'm trying to remember how the process exactly works. Oh, yes. You can only redeem things up to, I think the deadline for that has already expired, in which you can redeem items for coins. The deadline to fill out surveys is up to about March. And then in June, the whole thing shuts down completely.
Now, end of June.
Mm-hmm. And as a sort of their last hurrah, if you go on to Club Nintendo. club.nintendo.com, you can check out what they have. They have their usual physical stuff on there, but they also put a ton of games. I believe I read somewhere that it was over like 100 games for both the Wii U, Wii, and 3DS. And so if you have any leftover coins, now's your time to cash them in. But if you can get in, of course, a lot of people are experiencing some traffic problems, as you can see up here. It says, we're having heavy traffic at the moment, so there might be a problem getting into your account. I have no coins, so this is no problem for me, but Justin, it seems to me that you have some coins.
Yes. I have been a Club Nintendo member since before it was called Club Nintendo. This was back even when they had like the insider forums. I think it was like 2003 or 2002 when I joined. So it would have been, I don't know if some of you guys might remember, I think it was maybe with Nintendo Power, they did this promotional deal where you could get like a special copy of Ocarina of Time and Master Quest on a GameCube disc. And you could get that as well as, I think it had like a promotional demo for like Wind Waker, if I'm not mistaken. So this would have been back in like 2003 sometime. So that's actually when I first signed up for an account. And since being on Club Nintendo, I've gotten platinum every year. And yeah, always had lots of coins. So just finished actually spending mine yesterday. So.
Nice. So what'd you get with your last few coins then?
Let's see. I had about 1,800 coins. So I got Mario 3D Land. I got Star Fox 64 3D. And Dylan's Rolling Western 2, The Last Ranger. And I got Golden Sun Virtual Console for the Wii U.
Nice. I still have to pick up again.
Yeah. And what's kind of cool, I think you can actually, you were mentioning like the deadline for redeeming things for coins. I don't think that's passed yet. I think that's in March because I was actually able to redeem since I did those rewards or I got those games. There were some more to-do items when I logged into Club Nintendo a couple hours later, and it said, oh, here, do a survey, and you'll get 40 more coins for this game, 40 more coins for this game.
But those are games you already have, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those were games that I got because of those rewards that they put up there. So I only had like 75 coins left when I got those games. And then I did the surveys for them, and now I'm up to 175 or something like that.
Wow. So you did, what was it, like 10 surveys then? Or 9 surveys?
No, you get, they have product registration surveys, and then they have post-play surveys.
Right.
So the product registration ones, for the big games like Mario 3D Land and Star Fox 64 3D, those were 40 coins each. So that was like 80 coins, and then Dylan's was 20, and then I think the Virtual Console was 10. So I got 30, I got like 110. So I think I'm at 185 or something. So when, if I get to 200 coins, which I should be able to because the post-play surveys will give me another, 30 plus coins, then I'll have 200 coins and I can get another Virtual Console game. So it's pretty sweet.
Yep, I have spent all my coins already a long time ago, last year.
What did you get with your last ones?
The last one I got was probably Paper Mario for Nintendo 64.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, the Platinum was like, I really didn't care about the some of the games they had on there. Like,
Yeah.
so I'd pick something up, or I just wait till the next one came out, or next round came out. I was focused on the Platinum stuff because I believe last year was the Majora's Mask OST.
Yes. Yeah, Majora's Mask soundtrack, and then they had some, just a bunch of like digital games I think you could redeem.
Yeah, I ended up going with that soundtrack. I can't remember what was before that. I got Platinum then too.
Yeah. Oh. I remember every year people complain. That's all I remember.
People complain? What? What? Shocking.
Well, like, every year people are like, ah, these physical rewards are so lame, Well, people like to dog on Nintendo of America, and, justifiably so in a lot of cases, but,
I just remembered.
huh?
It was like little playing cards that you got like a pack of like a bicycle deck kind of thing, but they were like kind of clear.
Yes. That may have been the year before. Yeah. I think I did actually end up picking up those. There was one year which was kind of a bummer because the platinum rewards, you could choose either the platinum reward or the gold level reward. And like the gold level reward was actually pretty cool. I think it was like some custom calendar or something. And I remember people were bummed because it's like, hey, I got platinum. It'd be cool if I got this plus whatever the gold reward was. But that's just us being greedy. So.
Yeah, I'm not above being greedy.
Yeah.
But so Club, yeah, Club Nintendo's been around for a while, and I mean, I liked it for like the first couple of years I was in it. I think I was only part of it like 4 years or so. Once I found out about it, and I just cashed in everything, and then after that, it just kind of trickled down. But I remember the games or the rewards were great up to a certain point. You could feel like once you got what you needed or wanted, and then everything else was just kind of like background noise. I think a lot of people focused on the software that was released. The Mario 64, Super Metroid, Mario Tennis, like all that kind of stuff. But like they were just seemed to be releasing the same like three reward games or four reward games every month, and people kind of got kind of sick of that. Do you think that might have like had something to do with, like, did you feel like at that point, like, you felt like Nintendo was, like, less focused on Club Nintendo at that point, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think as soon as they started offering like Virtual Console games digitally as rewards, I think they started winding down the physical rewards because they're like, hey, the digital ones, it's not as much effort for us to produce. And people are still happy with it. They're like, hey, I wasn't able to get this Virtual Console game. Cool. I got a free Virtual Console game for all of the other games I buy from Nintendo anyway. So I felt like Nintendo thought it was a good exchange, but I mean, as we've seen with Nintendo Power going away, and even us discontinuing our print, people still like to latch on to the way things were, for better or worse. But when Nintendo Power was going out, people were like, ah, oh, why is it going out? We want print as forever and ever. But you know, since then, you know, people have adapted, and you know, Nintendo has embraced Nintendo Directs more, and you know, arguably they're doing a better job getting things out digitally now than they ever did physically. But so I think they're just doing the same thing with Club Nintendo. I think it was probably a business decision. They're like, hey, let's just downsize, you know, all of the problems we have with fulfilling all these orders. You know, let's just put a bunch of digital ones. And I think you saw that with last year's Platinum Rewards. I think most of the rewards were digital, and they just had that one option for physical. But so yeah.
Right. But with the Club Nintendo ending, but this seems to be the end of both physical and digital rewards, at least until they replace it with something new.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to replace it with like another digital program or something?
Yeah, I honestly think, and this is gonna, you know, make sense when people see just the problems the Club Nintendo website's been having. But if you guys have, anyone who's used Club Nintendo over the last 5 years knows that even when it's working well, it's very slow. And I mean, I work on software a lot, and I don't know. To me, it's obvious that whatever they built Club Nintendo on is showing its age. And I think probably what they're going to do, obviously they are getting rid of Club Nintendo, they're getting rid of the digital and the physical, like you said, but I think they will have a new program that is more seamlessly integrated into the eShop. So maybe they just have, instead of having a separate program, there's just kind of a continuation of the deluxe digital promotion that they did for the first 2 years of the Wii U. That just ended in December. I don't think that's a coincidence that that ended and Club Nintendo's ending. I think they were kind of planning on that, and I think whatever is going to succeed both of them will be somehow integrated with the eShop. So maybe if you go on, you're buying like 5 digital games, you automatically get coins or some sort of reward or something that you can redeem for other games on the eShop. But that's just my thinking, but.
Okay. You know, I probably more or less agree with you. I mean, they may phase out the surveys or it may not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of if a lot of people like, you know, filled out all of the surveys seriously. I know I got pretty I'm kind of a lazy person. I'll admit it. Sometimes I get fatigued when filling out the surveys and I'll just like cut and paste over and over again.
Yeah. I have to think that, I don't know, 70% of those surveys, people just phoned it in, and they're just like, click, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. Just give me my points, you know. I'm the same way. I mean, I found a quick way just to do it with keyboard shortcuts, and you know, I honestly think the feedback mechanism they have on the eShop is a lot more effective. Because what do they say? They have you give it a rating, right? On the eShop, is it 1 through 5?
Yeah.
5 stars or whatever? And then you say, is it good for casual or hardcore? And what's the other criteria? One other thing.
All I remember is casual and hardcore, but we can look it up right now.
Yeah. There's one other metric they have on there, but it's like super easy to fill out. And that's what I remember. So I'm like, if they do keep doing surveys, I hope they're just like really, really basic, you know? Because like the current ones, I'm really not going to spend all the time to fill out all the surveys. But
So, you think this will be the end of like physical rewards now, huh?
yeah, I could see it being the end of physical rewards. I don't know. I mean, I could see, you know, there was that rumor today, Nintendo talking to potentially having like a silver Mario amiibo and a gold one, or maybe gold and platinum instead of gold and silver. But the rumor being that those might be the final rewards, final platinum and gold member rewards for Club Nintendo. But I don't know. I could see kind of amiibo being the fix that Nintendo is going to provide physically going forward, and then everything else is just going to focus on digital. But
Yep. Okay, I can see that. All
yeah.
right, here we go.
Okay.
I have the two criteria right here. what do you think this title appeals to? And that's everyone, and there's gamers, and then what kind of play style is it suited for?
Casual attempts.
Intense. I guess
Okay.
thinks that Metroid Prime Trilogy is very intense.
Yes, intense, and it's more towards the experienced gamer.
All right. I didn't think that was too intense, but that's just my opinion. Clearly, I'll put 10 coins. Give me that to me.
I think the Metroid Prime Trilogy was very accessible, so I don't think it's super intense. Now, compared with a casual puzzle game or something, then yeah, but.
Right. Let's see. I'm trying to think, like, I kind of wish, unfortunately, our friend Trevor could not be here, and I know he had quite a few opinions to share.
Yeah, and
I forgot
puzzle
that with him in mind. I'm like, oh, he'll love this.
game.
Yeah.
I'm not the most interesting with it, 'cause I'm not, I mean, you mentioned, like, am I sad that Club Nintendo's going away? I guess, but I honestly think whatever Nintendo replaces with it is going to be better in every sense of the word, I think. So
And when did they say they were going to replace that? Was that like near the end of 2015?
Yeah, what did they say? I thought they put some sort of a time frame on it, didn't they?
No, they didn't put anything too specific. I remember that much. All
Let's
I
see.
remember is they said sometime later in that year. And the gap between Club Nintendo ending and this new service beginning, I think, is smaller than I thought it was. Because I thought Club Nintendo was going to end like somewhere in March, but that's not entirely the case.
Right. Let's see here.
New.
The ability to create a new Club Nintendo account will end on March 31. Oh yeah, I forgot. The Flipnote Studio 3D is supposed to be available for everybody this month. They said February, but I don't think it's available on the eShop yet, or I haven't seen it there anyway.
Right. I have no idea, actually. Sorry, I don't have a 3DS, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here it is. Nintendo of America will be announcing a new customer loyalty program at a later date. So that's all they said.
Okay, I could have sworn they would have mentioned like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or later in the same year.
Yeah. It's possible it may be something like an E3 or maybe just later in the year leading up to the holidays. I could honestly see Nintendo trying something where maybe they drop the price, but maybe they announce some sort of program so they don't have to drop the price as much. So instead of doing like a $50 or $100 price drop, they do, a $50 or a $30 price drop with some sort of loyalty program. Say, hey, if you do this loyalty program, then you can get like a free game for every two games you buy or something. But we'll see.
Yeah, I kind of personally hope they bring back Nintendo DDP or the Deluxe Digital Promotion. I know that was just a thing for people who got the 32 gig Wii Us or the black Wii Us, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, that was a major motivator for me to at least purchase new games because I bought a game, I checked the website, and I saw that tick go up a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I'm not much closer to getting to the $5. That motivated me far more than Club Nintendo did. I think maybe part of that would have been because it was one less step between me and the reward. Like, and partly it's because like what you were mentioning before is DDP is a little bit more integrated into the eShop. When you purchase the game on the eShop, something goes back, it reads your account, and says, oh, you bought this game. It's already there. You don't have to put in a barcode or a verification code, the Deluxe Digital Promotion website to claim your $5. It was like, it was there, and you knew it was there.
Yeah, it made it just that much easier. And I honestly think whatever loyalty program it is, I hope that it's just kind of built into the eShop. Like everybody who has a Wii U or a 3DS or, a Nintendo Network ID will have access to the loyalty program. One thing I think would be really cool, Club Nintendo never really got to the point where you're like, hey, check out my game library. You know, you could show it off to your friends, that sort of thing. It'd be kind of fun to, you know, whatever new program they do, if when people were checking out like your Miiverse profile, or your Nintendo Network account or something, if it would show like, hey, here's all the games that Justin has. He has these games for the 64 Virtual Console on the Wii. He's got these Super Nintendo games and all these Wii U games. And it'd be a way for you to, like, you know, have your digital library, so to speak, online.
Right.
But
Now, just an off topic. How many games do you think you have on your console?
The folders definitely helped me. Let's see, how many slots are on a page on the Wii U? It's like 12 or 15, right?
Think it's 15.
Yeah, it's like 5 by 3, I think. So if that's the case, I've got probably 2 full pages of regular Wii U games, maybe 3 with eShop Wii U games. I probably have like 30 or 40 Wii U and eShop only games. And then for Virtual Console, I have like 5 NES, 5 Super Nintendo, 4 Game Boy Advance. And then I did get the new Wii eShop releases that you can load from the Wii U menu. So
Oh, you got
maybe
Mario
50
Bros.
games.
That's, oh, nice. So you
50,
got Mario
50.
Bros. 2, Metroid Prime Trilogy, and Punch-Out?
Yes. Yeah, I got Galaxy 2, Punch Out, and Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Nice. Don't you already own all those games, though?
I do, but actually, what I did was I sold all of the physical copies of those.
Oh. Even the trilogy one?
I did. I did. That was a pretty penny. That fetches a good amount on eBay now.
Yeah, I was gonna say that thing's pretty rare. I still got mine. I barely ever opened it.
Yeah, I don't know. Since I've been, you know, I'm kind of drinking my own Kool-Aid as far as you know, digital versus physical. But I'm like, hey, you know, the digital, it's more convenient. I travel with my Wii U a lot when we go down and see family and stuff. So it's so much nicer just being able to pack the Wii U up and a bunch of controllers instead of the Wii U, 20 games in a backpack. You know, I had like 20, 25 physical games. Ended up selling all of them and converting them to digital. So, anyway.
All right. I mean, yeah, I just put them all in like a little disc book thing.
Yeah, the disc book is okay. I'm always paranoid about not getting my discs scratched though, so I always keep them in the plastic cases. But
Okay.
I'm just weird.
I mean, I thought you were weird enough when you sold that Metroid Prime trilogy.
Yeah,
Oh, really?
like you're out the window now, Justin. I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, this podcast is over.
Yeah,
45 minutes too.
I'm a little crazy, but I think it would be awesome with whatever's Nintendo's next system. I'm sure they'll have a transfer feature. You just transfer all your games from the Wii U, 3DS to whatever the new systems are. Eventually, my hope is I have whatever the new Nintendo console is, and I have all of my games on a hard drive or built in somehow if they include a hard drive in the future. And yeah, convenient.
I really hope they include a hard drive in the future.
I know. I really don't like having something else connected to it. It's just another opportunity for something to fail, but.
Yeah, but at least we can re-download them.
Yeah, and I guess if it was internal and the hard drive fails, then you have to send it into him. So I guess that's a nice thing you don't have it internal. Because I know, like, it's kind of like the Android Google philosophy versus Apple's philosophy. You know, Android, you have a lot of the Samsung phones, and most Android phones you have user replaceable batteries.
Right.
Whereas on iPhones, it's all just built in. So hey, when your battery starts losing charge, you know, gotta send it into them to get it replaced or upgrade to a new phone. So So I guess it is nice that Nintendo does have some of those options for expandability, USB ports, hard drives, SD cards, things like that.
I gotcha. Anyway, just kind of going back onto topic here.
Yeah.
I was thinking about again going back to like the physical digital rewards and just Club Nintendo in general. I mean, it's good that there is going to be a better service to replace Club Nintendo, but it seems weird to me that they're going to end a service to replace it with another, when I feel like it would have been easier just to like completely just overhaul Club Nintendo, period. You know, phase out the physical stuff slowly, little by little, and then just focus more on the digital, and then integrate that into the eShop and still call it Club Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does seem a little weird how they're going about it. My only explanation for it would be that they've started something from scratch. Whatever program or however they're doing it, they're building, software on a completely new architecture than what Club Nintendo's on. I don't know, maybe they eventually call this new service Club Nintendo. We don't know if, they say Club Nintendo's ending. Maybe they just mean in its current state, and they'll call whatever this new service is Club Nintendo. Maybe not, but maybe that just confused people. But
They can call it the new Club Nintendo.
there you go. With those little hatch things, those colorful new.
Oh yeah, they can be the same color as the Amiibo things.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like they're. I mean, looks like they're embracing that kind of color scheme moving forward. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in the future.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Interesting. Yes. Good. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they can pay attention to it, or at least put it into like a more of a light than they did with Club Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they ever did a good job advertising Club Nintendo.
No, And I think, I mean, if James was on here, he would mention that, a lot of times, he just didn't feel the incentive to do Club Nintendo. And, if you are filling out all the surveys, I didn't really focus on filling out the surveys that much. I took advantage of the service, but to most people, it probably wouldn't be worth it doing a lot of that stuff to just to get a couple free games here and there. And that's why I think whatever they need, whatever they're going to replace it with, I think it needs to be something that everyone has access to and is promoted in the eShop somehow.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know about you, because well, you have been a part of Club Nintendo since the inception, I guess. But the only reason I knew about Club Nintendo was I finally just spent long enough to look at one of those one-page flyers that they have, and the when you open the case, and there's that little serial number there, and it talks about Club Nintendo. You know, I finally paid attention enough to go check it out, and you know, lo and behold, hey, there's free games if I register enough and fill out some surveys and whatnot. Super easy, and then like that, nobody really knew about it, or like Nintendo didn't seem to care about it. It was just, I don't know, it was just criminal to me.
Yeah. What I'm hoping that they do is, I think they've done a really good job with the quick start menu with advertising things, like especially with this throwback sale when they've been, having each week they have Mario Galaxy 2, Punch Out, Metroid Prime Trilogy. Like it alerts you. I mean, like we see the Wii U kind of blinking at us every night, and it'll show us, when you touch the home button on the quick start menu, it says, "Hey, here's this throwback sale going on." I hope whatever they do, they've got that like front and center. Like people log into their Wii U and it's like, "Hey, did you know you can get this eShop Plus rewards program?" And all you have to do is just agree to sign up for it. There's no cost, or hopefully no cost, but I just think it needs to be built in and easily accessible. So people are lazy. I mean, that's just a consistent thing. I mean, I'm sitting on my couch, I'm not going to want to fill out a big long form. Like if I'm going to sign up for a new service, I don't want to log in and go through all of this crazy stuff. I'm like, oh, I just want to get to playing a game. If they launch a service where it's as easy as, hey, you're enrolled, just by buying Nintendo games, you are in the service, hey, even better.
Exactly. Just need to bring up one quick, just go off on a little, another little tangent real quick. That blinking light, that needs to stop.
Oh, the blue one?
Yeah, because it doesn't stop. Like, as soon as that message comes up, like,
Yeah.
off my controller in the corner of the room, and it just sits there blinking, and like, I see it in the corner of my eye. Like, I'm trying to work, and I just see it, and I'm like, all right, let's see what it is. Oh, okay, it's another advertisement. Oh, great, my Wii U started up. Okay. I think that needs to go away.
Yeah.
Luckily, they gave us the option to turn off. Like, I guess there was like a chime that used to happen with that.
I think so. I think there's a way you can disable it or turn it down or something.
No, I found the way to turn off that chime because there was no way that was going off all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we didn't even know what it was at first. Like, Katie and I were working upstairs and we heard this like this chime and we're like, is that that's not our phones. What is that? And we walked downstairs and like the Wii U screen's on. We're like, huh, that's weird.
Oh man, I'm trying to. I'm scrambling for more things to talk about with the Club Nintendo.
Well, yeah, there's not much, I guess. I mean, we've beaten a dead horse, I
Not dead yet. Dying,
guess.
yes. No, I mean, I guess I said we'd talk about like a little bit of the financial stuff, if we had time on the podcast, and I guess we have a little bit of time. Again, not to just keep rehashing the same lines over and over again, but some of us know a little bit more about financial stuff than others. Unfortunately, those people are not on the podcast right now. So, I'm honestly could not tell you with any confidence. Like, I was looking over the spreadsheets like today, the both the forecast and well, not the forecast, but the financial reports, I guess. The forecast got pushed back. So you just get a little bit of a, here's what we sold, or here's what, Nintendo sold in each region. And the only things I can tell you that I took away from it is that there were still decent attach rates for both Mario Kart 8, or yeah, Mario Kart 8 and Smash Brothers. Mario Kart 8 sold 4.64, I believe, and Smash was 3.83 million.
Sounds right, yeah.
Which is, they're both pretty decent numbers. Which is what I think. Which we all predicted about that, right? Is we all predicted they would sell very well.
Yeah,
Like
and I
brought
mean,
the Wii U forward a little bit more.
yeah, and like that, those Mario Kart numbers are great. I mean, like think of the attachment rate. I mean, that's more than 50%, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because what it's you said 4.6 million?
Right, 4.64. I could probably pull it up right now if you give me.
Yeah, that's probably just over 50%. Because I think they said the Wii U was at 9.6 million worldwide,
This is the wrong
or
spreadsheet.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it was almost 10 million, I think. So with that being the case, 4.6, yeah, so just over 50% of people who have a Wii U have Mario Kart 8, which is pretty crazy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, because I mean, we know the Wii U is not going to get to numbers like the Wii. I mean, the Wii sold what, 120 million, something like that. Maybe not that much. I know it was at least over 100. And I think Mario Kart Wii sold 30 million.
Actually, you were close. I think it was 127 million.
Okay.
I'm trying to do math in my head because the sales units record here is in the 10,000s. So it's 1,275 ten-thousandths is,
Ah,
the best I can tell you right there. And the Wii U currently is at 230 ten-thousandths.
sorry, I was trying to check Mario Kart Wii sales. And the website has some autoplay video.
Thanks, website.
Thanks for that.
That's why you need to come to purenintendo.com because we don't have stuff like that.
Yes. We do not do that. I hate stuff like that. But yeah, I think the Mario Kart Wii sold, it was maybe 30 or 40 million. It was something obscene. But still, that's what, like, a fifth, like 20% attach rate or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
20, yeah, 20, 25%, something like that.
now, granted, the Wii probably had a lot of casual people that didn't know about Mario Kart or weren't as interested, and probably just had Wii Sports. Wii Sports is a big one, but yeah. Whereas the Wii U's audience is more focused, hardcore Nintendo gamers. They're buying the system for the Nintendo franchises. So it makes sense you'd have a higher attachment rate, but it is cool to see. I do think that the Wii U, when it's all said and done, I don't know if it'll. It may sell more than the GameCube. It may kind of be in between like the GameCube and what the 64 did. I think the 64 is like 30 some million worldwide. So it may be somewhere around there. I mean, it's already fairly successful. Not as successful as the others, but.
All right. I have the actual numbers right here and
Oh.
track them down again.
Nice.
So Mario Kart 8 sold 4.77 million units,
Nice.
with Smash Brothers for Wii U selling 3.39 million units.
Nice.
And for anybody wondering why we're focusing so much on the Wii U and not talking about the 3DS, is really it's just the there's no, it's no secret that the Wii U is still kind of in a very shaky ground currently. And even with its like we even with its 2014 success with all the titles it's released and just how well they've done, people are still very, off and on the Wii U, especially the other publishers. So it's good to get I'm try to get a focus on see what kind of good news is going on with the Wii U. The 3DS, for anybody who's wondering, 3DS is still doing well. Not as good, it's still steady, it's a little bit declining. But some of that is probably might be due to the anticipation for the new 3DS. But I mean I think that's just kind of what happens with the system that's so saturated the market already. You're just gonna get, a little bit less each year. And I lost the PDF. Awesome.
Yeah, one thing about the sales, it is nice that the Wii U has seen a little bit of a pickup. And yeah, you're saying, I mean, 3DS, I mean, it's still pretty consistent. One thing that's cool about those numbers, you said 3.93 million for Smash Brothers.
3.36 million.
Oh, 3.6 million. That's actually pretty amazing because the 3DS version came out in mid-October and the Wii version came out in mid-November. That's really like a month and a half, 2.5 months worth of sales, and it's already, close to 4 million, whereas Mario Kart 8's been out for 9 months, So I think Smash Brothers is going to be a huge success. I'm sure probably a smaller percentage of that 3.36 are on the Wii U, but I could see it approaching a very high attachment rate on the Wii U.
Right. Well, that is simply the Wii U numbers. Those aren't the Smash Brothers for 3DS.
Oh man.
I've got those numbers right here as well.
Okay.
They are 6.19 million units.
Wow. Just for the 3DS version, or is that total now?
That's just the 3DS version.
Wow.
The total would come to math. Okay,
That's almost 10.
9.58 million units.
Nice. That's pretty impressive. I actually remember there was a debate going on with Smash Brothers versus Destiny. I don't know why they were choosing those two games, but
Yeah, they couldn't be any more different.
yeah, they're such different games, and I think Destiny came out on how many platforms?
Three, if you include PC.
Yeah, and so Smash Brothers was on two with 3DS and Wii U, and they were saying, "Do you think Destiny is going to sell more or Smash Brothers?" I think it's kind of a moot point. I mean, I think Destiny is at around like 10 million, but I think Smash Brothers will, eclipse it here pretty soon. But yeah, they couldn't be more different games. But I think it was just one of those comparisons like, hey, here's a big game on the other systems, here's a big game on Nintendo systems, and just drawing a comparison between the two. But
Right. And are there any other numbers that you want to know about? I've got most of them here.
What was the percentage, the year-over-year increase for the Wii U, from 2013 to 2014?
Oh, you had to ask me a hard one, didn't you?
I seem to recall it was a modest increase, like maybe like 16% or 20%. It was not a large increase.
Okay. Actually, it looks like it was a large increase
Oh yeah?
for the Americas, according to this, anyway. It looks like hardware sales increased from 110 in 2013 to 164 in 2014.
Okay. See, that's a little bit more of a jump.
Yeah, so what is that like?
That's a 30% increase.
I'm gonna have to go with your guess. I'm gonna stay close to that.
Yeah, so what was it? 110 versus 164?
Right. And it actually cut in half in Japan, where it was from 83 going down to 49. So Japan went way down in 2014.
Yeah.
Actually, all of the numbers in Japan went down year over year from 13 to 14.
Ah. Interesting.
Yeah, so that might say something about their market.
Yeah, their market doesn't do very well. I actually had an interesting conversation with my cousin. He was mentioning the PlayStation 4, and the PlayStation 4, is selling pretty well worldwide, but it's still not selling very well in Japan. Nothing is selling very well in Japan. But he thought it was interesting that Sony went ahead and called the PlayStation 4, because the number 4 in Japanese is apparently bad.
Wait, do they just call it, or is it just called PlayStation 4?
I don't know. Maybe they call it PS4 over there. I don't know.
If they use R4, then that's probably how they got around that. Because if they use
Maybe.
R4, then yeah, there would be a problem.
Yeah, because 4, like she, sometimes the number, either she or yon, and she means death, I guess.
Yeah, she.
And he said like certain things won't be sold in sets of 4, like they'll do 5 or more or something like that, like sets of chopsticks, things like that. I guess it just kind of gives you some perspective, as Sony and Nintendo, they're not always trying to appeal to the Japanese market anymore. I mean, their main market is North America. I mean, that's where they make 70% of their money, it seems like, is America and Europe and the rest of the world. Yeah.
I think it would be interesting if Japan skipped four. Like it's just PS, PS1, 2,
Yeah.
PS3, PS5.
It would be kind of, I'm sure they eventually just rationalize it. They're like, hey, we know this is just the natural progression,
Turns out we can't skip a number if we're going to have a 10-year console cycles.
Yeah. Anyways, I just thought that was a funny thing.
I think that's all I can report on the financial stuff.
Yeah.
That's about as far as my financial knowledge goes too.
Yeah, I don't know much beyond that.
I mean, somebody on Twitter was talking about how the yen performed in comparison to the US dollar. I looked at that, I understood it, but I couldn't interpret anything for that, so not
Yeah.
gonna hear it from me here.
We get your financial news from CNN
If you need
Money.
financial information, please contact james@purenintendo.com.
There you go.
If you don't have anything else to add, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. As usual, I want to thank you, Justin, for joining me on KoopaCast.
Yeah, no problem.
And I want to thank our listeners and viewers for tuning in to yet another KoopaCast. This is KoopaCast number 60. if anybody has any kind of questions or comments to the KoopaCast, they can always leave comments on each of our KoopaCast posts we have at purenintendo.com. You can also do it on YouTube. We do pay attention to those. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we each have our own Twitter handles. You can find them under the staff page on purenintendo.com. We definitely love interacting with all of our fans. So until next time, we will see all of you in 2 weeks.
See you guys.
Yeah.